Welcome back. Okay, so we should open with prayer first, and then I'll start talking about some of the other things I saw as a child in school, other than the nurse pretending to be a nurse, pretending to be Mankind, was actually some sort of fucked up monster. The teachers, they knew, so they were something else, not human, not Mankind. Anyway, let's open with prayer from God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Okay. So, some memories came back to me, and I recall when I first got into that school, when I was 7, I got into New Zealand around 5-ish, 6-ish, and my sister and I grew up in foster homes, and so we were constantly on the run from what we considered bad people, and in hindsight they probably were. And so I tried my hardest to keep my sister away from bad people, and when we were picked up by the police from time to time and taken to foster homes, I had to fend off fucking boys being rapists and all sorts of shit with knives. Slashed a few boys up because I was just little, you know, like 5. I couldn't fight off big boys. So you go get a knife, cut the fuckers up. They'd soon fucking left her alone. One of them ended up getting a whole lot of stitches across his chest. I can't remember how much he bragged about when he got back from hospital. I think I said something like, "Should have killed you." I don't know what I said. Something to that effect. But yeah. So we, a little bit of a background like that, just to give an idea of our state of mind. And could hardly speak English. And traumatic memories of different events through our childhood. So when we ended up in foster care in the Hokianga, I remember being taken by the assistant principal to a room and just left there, and this guy walks in. And I don't remember what we talked about with this guy, but it was, I think it was before I saw that the monster nurse. I remember going into the room not being able to speak much English and having what they would call today behavioral issues. Rebellious little prick is another way. Just trying to defend yourself. But you're rebellious. You're a bad boy. But you're just trying to defend yourself and your sister. I remember going into this room, and I remember the principal at the time was a good guy, Galanders, and he was trying to defend and help, but he kind of couldn't. And I remember the two guys from the campground were trying to help, but they kind of couldn't. This guy that came in was wearing glasses. And I remember when I came out, I couldn't speak German anymore, but I could speak English. Went in, not really understanding much, and came out being able to hear English and understand what everyone was saying. Fuck knows what he was. But the principal at the time, so it was before, yeah, so that was before the Monster Nurse, because the principal at that time was Greg West. So the principal at the time when I went in with this dude, who when I went in, I was like, I must have been like 6 or 7 because I couldn't speak English. I was speaking German. And when I came out, I couldn't speak German anymore. So, but the assistant principal was Rogers. Jerry Rogers. The dude that fully knew about alien fuckers. And yeah, the guy with the glasses who done whatever he'd done to me, he says to me, "Sprechen Sie Deutsch?" And I said, "What?" He says, "Sprechen Sie Deutsch?" And I said, "I don't know what you're saying, man." He says, "That means, do you speak German?" And I says, "I don't know. No. I can speak English." Now, at the time, I didn't think anything of it because he'd done something to my head. Don't know what he done. But I thought that was normal. Now, when my memories came back, it was just a few years ago, back in, 2 years ago, it's 2023 now. But in 2021, the seal of God came into my forehead. And an anointing a little while after that. I'll do an episode on that. And all my memories came flooding back to me of my youth. So, and God told me I've got to tell everyone. So that's why I'm doing these recordings. Somehow it's going to help people. I don't know how, but somehow it's going to help people. So yeah, various names. Like the Galanders were good people. Rogers, obviously not. West, nah. Pearson, no. So Mr. Pearson, I think I mentioned it in the last one. I'll just go over it again. Mr. Pearson and Mrs. Pearson. I think I put it in one of my books where I knew he was having an affair with my mate's mum. It was a single mum. There was a dad, but he left. Eventually. So two broken families and they got together. Aside from that, Pearson, there were two of them. There was a Mr. and a Mrs. and they had children. So those children were obviously not human. And fuck knows how they kept it from my mate. I'm only thinking that maybe he wasn't either. There must have been more of them. But he knew that there were things crawling under my skin. She was a very angry woman, his wife, his ex-wife. She used to try and force us to watch animals rooting. And as a child that's 8 years old, you think, no, fuck, I don't want to watch this shit. She used to force us. Back in those days, teachers would give you the strap when you didn't do as you're told. You get a beating. And then you go home and get another beating. There's no wonder everyone wanted to run away. And this is just strange things. And so I'd be scratching my hand and he'd look down and I'd say to him, "What are you doing? What are you looking for?" And I think there's things crawling under my skin. And he'd say, "Oh yeah, that's because there was. There is. There are things crawling under your skin." And I'm like, what the shit? And there were these two people, these two kids that came into the school. They were only there for like 6 months and then they upped and left. They both were picked up at a gala day, at a market day. Both of them on the same day. You know, funny that. So Jesus comes on a market day. I met him as a child and an angel. And then these fallen, who came to keep an eye on me to make sure I wasn't able to see them anymore, because it's probably a big thing for them, being able to see them. And then you get injected and fluoride pills and all sorts of shit, so you can't hear them and see them anymore. So I can only conclude in hindsight that they were watching, pretending to be children, young people. And Pearson knew, and his wife. And I think I mentioned in the last podcast, he says to her, "How's he doing?" She responds, "No, he doesn't see a thing, he doesn't know." Fine. So, next market day. This chick, I forgot her name. And I forgot the other guy's name too. Doesn't really matter. They were both picked up by street gangs. Dominic, that's right. Dominic was his name. I didn't figure out his last name. Didn't hear it, I don't remember it. But they literally tried to emotionally blackmail me at the time and say, "Oh, because of you, we have to go live on the streets. Now we were street gangs." I didn't fall for it as a kid. I says, "No, you don't. You don't have to. You can go anywhere, any of your family, anywhere. You don't have to do that." They just drove off. And it was the last scene of them. Went on some other mission, somewhere else. It's funny, some of the things that you experience as in your youth, and you look back and you think, well, actually, no, that was dodgy. Yeah, and you meet them in later years sometimes. I haven't met those two lately. But I did meet the parents of a young girl many years later, just recently, and I remembered them. They thought I didn't remember, but I fully remembered her mother trying to guilt trip me. And I was like 8 or 7. But yeah, dodgy people. They're everywhere. And they totally look like us. There was an experience of one of them I saw in a shop, and I found out her name. She was a Rogers. And that got me thinking, because I seen her face and I seen the skin around the edge of her face, and it fully looked like it was just stitched there, like really well done, pro surgery. You know, what do you call them? Oh, where people go and see a doctor and they get their boobs lifted and get their nose changed. But this chick looked like she had a face put on. And she was a Rogers. And I couldn't stop looking at her lying around to the top of her head, going down the side, around the hairline, and behind the ear. And I could fully see a line. I could totally see that was put there recently. And that brought back memories about the system principle. It took me a few days to figure it out and remember. But I remembered her name, Rogers, and the shop assistant. When I told someone, because technology being the way it is, the microphone's on your phone everywhere, right? And I said it in the presence of cell phones. Wow. A few days later, she was no longer in employment in that shop. It was one I went into regularly. I kept seeing this girl's face and that line around her head, time after time, week after week, and got me thinking. And then the memory came back of the system principle. It was deep and buried. I'd done a good job on trying to bury that, but it didn't stay buried. I spoke up to some people about it, and sure enough, a few days later, she's not there anymore. And got me thinking, I wonder how many others are there around the town. So I went to another shop that I regularly went to. There was a dude there, growing a beard. I wondered. And I could see through the beard that he had had the same thing done. I thought his skin looked too new, young, like he had slept for a week, gone to some beauty therapy place. And I saw the line around the head, top of the hairline, goes down the left and the right, behind the ear, and then down under the chin. Try and hide it with a beard. Well, that beard got shaved off. fresh new baby looking skin all over his face. Wonder where it came from. So, then I realised, fuck, they're everywhere. There's not much you could do about it. And then pray to the Almighty in heaven. And hope for the day when they all get burnt. When they all die. When God makes a new world. Then I remembered, I used to see a guy in Hamilton. I used to pick up computer parts from this guy. And I used to wonder, why is it such a big thing to do e-waste recycling? Why is it a big thing to remove old technology? And then I remembered, wow, actually, it's like a book burning, isn't it? Over the years, these beings that control this place remove history. They remove books. They burnt books and whole libraries. Got rid of the old people. Destroy the history. Bury it. And then kill off masses of population. Well, it's not much different today, is it? COVID. Heaps of people dying. It's supposed to be some disease. It's not. And they round up all the computers. The government's done a massive book colour libraries, all history by the way, and medical, and holistic healing, all gone, so that people can't learn of the past, learn of natural remedies, and learn of the horrific histories. They all think this is normal. So this e-waste guy, he used to look old. I used to go down there picking up computer parts, build PCs, fix my PCs for parts and whatnot, and flick a few parts off, make a bit of cash on the side. Yada, 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 no big deal. And he used to look old and grumpy, wrinkled, saggy eyes. One day I go down there to pick up some parts. And I barely recognized him. He looked like a whole 20 years younger. And I just blurted it out. Dude, what happened to you? Is that you? You looked like a whole 20 years younger. What happened? He just smiled and asked me what I wanted. And I thought he must have just gone and got some chemical injected into him. But now I've just remembered, you know. It's what they are. They use mankind. They feed off us and shit like that. Like in Genesis. It's in one of my first episodes in Genesis. A serpent seed. We're cursed to eat the dust of the earth. We were made from the dust. So they're everywhere. These monsters. Got a glimpse of one of the nurses. They're fucking ugly. So they literally wear a human suit. Wow, it's technology. They look human. Probably go home. I can go back to their own realm, lock up the house so no one can get in and see that they're not actually in their beds. Probably do, man. Probably got some sort of fucked up technology that makes look like there's people in there. Won't surprise me. The word is that their technology is hundreds of years advanced, more than what we see on the market. So anyway, it's enough rambling. Hope this helps somehow. All my memories and experiences of meeting these fuckers. This is a closing prayer. Alright, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.